10 Things I Barely Tolerate About You by Cathedral Carver. This list will incendio in 60 seconds. 59, 58, 57. Number 10, the hair. I mean, obviously, if I'm going to make a list, and apparently I am, the hair has to be included. Now, it's not as unbearable as some of her other qualities, which I'll henceforth follow, but it bears mentioning. The bushiness, the frizz, where she constantly pushes it back from her face when she's working. Does the girl not know how to make a plait? Granted, the colour is hardly offensive. It's rather appealing, in its way, a cross between caramel and tannis colour, but I seem to have lost my train of thought. I mean, look, just look at her. She's doing it right now, right this very moment, as I scribble down all the qualities about her that keep me awake at night, pacing in peripatetic consternation. She's leaning over her cauldron, and her hair is falling into her face, and she keeps smoothing it back with her hands. Oh, she has a muggled plaster on her finger. I wonder what happened. Regardless, how on earth can she expect to see what she's doing with that veritable mane getting in the way? Not that she needs to, because I know, as she knows, as every single person in the entire class knows, she'll succeed, and succeed admirably. She always succeeds, which brings me most efficiently to my next point. Number 10. Insufferable know-it-all. I didn't bestow that amusing, clever, and yet oh-so-fitting moniker on her by accident. Truly, I have never had the dubious pleasure of teaching such a person. Every question I ask, every test I set, every bar I raise, every single time I turn around, she's there, ramrod straight with her hand clawing at the air, that determined look on her face, desperate to show me, to show everyone exactly how much she knows. The girl must sleep with her books. And she's always right. Do I care? Does anyone? Well, yes, I do care. I care quite a bit. I mean, I place great store in knowledge and education, same as all teachers. And to have a student so eager, so bright, so ready to absorb everything you have to impart, to accept it all so eagerly, and to seem, well, fervent about the very act of learning, well, it is rather flattering, as any teacher would admit. Any teacher? Don't believe me? Ask Minerva. Ask Cuthbert of Phileas. We all find her intriguing. All love us. It's not just me. Number 8. The bossiness. Merlin. Just the other day, she demanded that I set an assignment for extra credit. And the expression on her face as she said it, well, it reminded me of myself at that age, all full of verve and of the certainty of my own intelligence and abilities. Insufferable. Receipt number 9 above. Well, I hemmed and hawed and tried frantically to think of the most difficult potion I could, but embarrassing as it sounds now, I drew a complete blank. For some reason, just standing there, staring into her face, I found it inordinately difficult to think of anything at all. Thank goodness I never blush. It was most disconcerting, and I'm sure she noticed, but I flapped my cloak about me imperiously and snapped something about making sure she had her precious extra credit assignment when I saw fit, and not a second sooner. That will show her. Severus Snape will never be bossed. Never indeed. Number 7. The inability to keep her eyes on her own work. There she goes again, whispering instructions out of the corner of her mouth to Long Bottom, that idiot. Wait, is she wearing lipstick? No, it's just the odd lighting above the cauldron. Anyway, she thinks I can't see her. She has no idea how often I watch her. If she did, well, she seems determined to keep that fool from failing my class, and I have half a mind to do it anyway, just to show them I know what's going on. Severus Snape is no fool. No one, not even one Hermione Granger, is going to pull the wool over my eyes, thank you very much. There. I just stood up and positively glared at her. A full 5 seconds. I even flared my nostrils. I hope that got my point across. Longbottom certainly received the message loud and clear. He dropped his entire bowl of nostril bulbs cuttings on the floor. It was all I could do not to burst out laughing. Granger looked mortified, of course, and tried to console the twit, but... Oh, Merlin, no, no! She's giving him hers! What is wrong with the girl? She's hurried back to get another bulb for herself, and she's frantically cutting it up right now. She'll never finish on time. Number six. Always has to be right. Always, always, always. I never win an argument with a girl. Not that I allow myself to enter into many. Oh, no, I've learned my lesson. I actually try to converse with her as little as possible, truth be told. I find my voice always sounds slightly odd when I talk to her, pitch or two higher than normal, and definitely not my usual forceful bray. And she corrects me. She dared to tell me I was wrong about my calculations for brewing an infusion of Diplopactic Eryxoides the other day, in front of the entire class. Granted, she was right, but still, insufferable know-it-all. Wait, am I repeating myself? Number five. Grows on a person. I'm not sure where that came from. I'll just scratch it out and continue. Number four. Potent, magical ability. She's bewitching. There's no other explanation for it, search though I might. And I have. Because despite my irrefutable 10 points through five, despite the hair and despite the teeth... Oh, the teeth, I knew I'd forgotten something. And despite all her myriad quirks and quarks and annoying, endearing little... Despite it all, she is, oddly, mysteriously, undeniably, more attractive and appealing than she'll ever realize. Number three, exceedingly poor taste in friends. Now, this point really should have been number one, but I let it slide simply because I know she feels it is her self-imposed duty to keep those two dunderheads in line. I mean, what would they do without her? I wouldn't be surprised if she dressed them in the mornings and wiped their bottoms before bed. And there goes Weasley looking at her again, all drooly and moony. He thinks she doesn't notice, but she does. She just doesn't let him know she knows. She's a smart one, that girl. Too smart for her own good, if you ask me. And Weasley, please! As if he stands a chance with her! He's a moron! She's a genius! Just a moment. I'm going to give him a detention. Number two. Forms inappropriate crushes on authority figures. Now, I'm not saying she has a crush on me. Not at all. Despite the fact that she has hugged me every single blasted year since she set foot in this hallowed hall of learning. Hugged me. And I've done nothing to encourage it, I can assure you. There is absolutely no way she knows that I keep tabs on her, on her progress, her friends, her relationships. She has absolutely no idea. She's become over the years my favourite student. Well, perhaps not my favourite. I mean, I could never favour Gryffindor above a Slytherin. There's absolutely no way. And yet, there she goes, looking at me again, biting her lip. She's worried she won't finish before the allotted time runs out. Silly girl. When has she ever been late with a potion? When has she ever never received top marks for anything she's attempted in my classroom? I just scowled at her for good measure, and she looked away. I think she was blushing. I smirk. I haven't lost my touch, at least. I have, over the years, become most adept at covering my true... See, the insufferable girl has just handed me her aqueous draft, and it looks perfect, as always, just the right shade of vermilion. Merlin, her fingers brushed against mine, and she looked at me in that way, and she handed it over and smiled just a little and smoothed back that... untamable mess and said, "What are you writing, sir?" The nerve, as if she was truly interested. And she hovered, waiting anxiously, trying to peer at my parchment until I snapped, "None of your business, Miss Granger," in my most officious tone. "No bother, I must finish. Here comes Potter with a flagon of something that resembles pond sludge, and Granger's packing up her bag, getting ready to leave, and shoving that hair back from her face, and... Number one. Not old enough to kiss. Yet.